Okay, so we're just gonna relax and breathe. I love relaxing and breathing. And this is a perfect time to stretch and squirm and get really, really, really comfortable so that we each feel cozy. I put on a pair of socks and a jacket. Feels good to just relax and breathe for a while and find the peace that underlies all of the activity that's there all the time. It's easy to feel some chaos on the surface. But below that is this glorious peace, this wonderful space of light and love and beauty and power, health and wholeness, energy, prosperity, abundance, and joy. And as we sink deeply into that beautiful space of peace, we can feel that we are dearly, deeply loved. There is a love here for us, ever present, ever present. And we can open our hearts and our minds and our lives to living in that space of knowing I am loved. And then we can know I am love itself. We are loved. We are love itself. Now I'm going to start today, before the Abraham quote, with a poem by my friend Andy Mohite. It's called Heaven on Earth is a Lemon Tree in My Backyard. And Andy says, I woke up this morning and realized I was God. Not the thunderbolt kind, no, not the thou shall not kind, more like the kind that forgets where he left his socks and still manages to make stars bloom in his backyard. The lemon tree didn't ask for credentials. It just dropped three bright yellow suns at my feet and said, "You're getting it now." There's no manual for this, for being a divine creature trying to remember his own light in a world of electricity bills and grocery lists. But I smiled at the toaster, blessed the coffee filter, and whispered, "Let there be joy." I used to think destiny was a letter that never arrived. Turns out it was scrawled in the margins of my cereal box. It said, "You are all that is. Also, don't forget to buy more milk." The universe is funny that way, always reminding me that I am everything, even on laundry day. I am personally, this is Connie speaking now, I am so grateful that I have met people like this poet, Andy, who inspires me on Facebook almost every day with these extraordinary poems inspired by Abraham and other channeled works. There are people doing this fabulous work in the world, and we have opportunities to network with them on the internet. It just blows me away. that I could buy his book on Amazon, but he gives me the poems free every day on Facebook. So I did. I bought 2 copies of his book, and I'm buying 2 more for friends. But he speaks to all his Facebook friends in this fabulous poetry, generously, freely, expansively, every single day. And I am blown away by that generosity of spirit, that willingness to share the love and the light and the beauty. So now I will share with you this gorgeous Abraham quote from July 30th workshop that is titled in by us, Good Stuff. Maybe this is a game you could play, Abraham said. My inner being knows where the good stuff is and is looking for ways to help me let it in. My inner being knows where all the good stuff is, all the good ideas, all the prosperity, all the wellness, all the fantastic physical metabolism. My inner being knows where all the good stuff is and is revealing the path to me. 100% of the time, it's being revealed to me. But I'm not letting it in for whatever screwy reason, usually because I'm looking in the wrong places, looking for it through others who don't know either, or through others who are insecure. So if I just follow the lead of my inner being feels fantastic and wants me to too. My inner being is never withholding anything from me, ever. My inner being is always giving me the full force of what it knows, really expecting me, expecting this moment to be the moment that I let it in. So you just gotta decide, is this the moment I'm gonna let it in? Esther was in her Utah house last week. And on the last day, the day before she flew, she went outside. Now the thermometer said it was hot, but it wasn't. Esther sat in the shade with a breeze smelling the new mown grass. The gardeners were there. And Esther thought, I do not believe there has ever been a more delicious, good-feeling moment in time than this one right now. It was like she was trying to open all of her senses at once to take it all in. And then she asked herself a question. Why have I been depriving myself of this? This has been here every morning I've been here, but where was I? And that's really the point that we're wanting to make with you. Your inner being is always there with all of the fragrances and all of the knowing and all of the comfort and all of the clarity and all of the new and all of the passion. Where have you been? Or where are you? Why are you just depriving yourself of the good stuff? Why are you depriving yourself of the good stuff? Why do you choose not to love and honor yourself like your inner being does? Why do you choose to be mad at yourself or mean to yourself or blameful of yourself or of others ever? Why? Why do you choose that? Why do you choose to huddle indoors, making a statement that it's not pleasant outside, when your inner being is out there sitting in the shade, smelling the grass and calling you out? Why would you not go? Why do you not love yourself enough to go where the good stuff is? Because you've been listening to other people who are jealous when you go where the good stuff is, who are envious when you find the good stuff and they don't, or who are judgmental about you and how you went about finding the good stuff. We're asking you just for a little while to give up your relationships with trying to get the good stuff through others who don't know, who don't care as much as your inner being knows and cares about you. Your inner being will teach you. Your inner being will train you to love yourself because your inner being will never do otherwise. Insecure people who don't love themselves have trained you not to love yourself. Insecure people who don't like themselves don't like you. And in your awareness of them, you train yourself not to like you either. Cut it out. Your inner being will never be one of those. You all have some decisions to make about who you pay attention to. And you were born blessed with this magnificent guidance system that lets you know right here, right now, in every single moment, how much of who you are letting yourself be. That's where those fantastic ideas come from. That's where that fantastic art comes from. Or art dealer who wants to showcase your art. Or ideas that the contractor gets or the architect gets to fix the problem for you. Because you're asking for the way and your inner being knows the way. And in your determination to love them anyway, even if they don't seem to know or seem to care, you hook up with your inner being who always does know and who always does care. And your inner being will bring you to someone who right now knows this or who right now does care. But you've got to love yourself into those connections. You can't be a victim. You can't demand yourself into them. Look what's going on into your world. You can't demand yourself into happiness. You love yourself there. We love ourselves into happiness. Loving ourselves into happiness. I read that quote this week, and I have been focused on loving myself. And one morning I looked in the mirror and my first thought was, I love your sparkly eyes. And then I smiled at that thought and I said, I love your happy smile. And I sat down and I wrote those two sentences, and then I wrote, and I love being able to see, and I love being able to hear, and I love my body and my ability to move and be strong and flexible. I love going to swim and to walk. I love seeing beautiful birds and taking beautiful pictures and sharing those with other people who love them too. And honestly, having tuned myself to love, I've had one of the most extraordinary weekends at the park I have ever had. Yesterday, I saw three magnificent great egrets that look like great blue herons, only they're pure white. And they were all perched on top of a magnificent tree. And they were stretching and preening and carrying on. Three of them together. I've never seen more than one at once in my park. And there the three of them were. And I was standing on the eastern shore. And at the same time, I could see a great blue heron catch a fish in the water. I had just down the shore seen the black-crowned night heron. I saw a green heron fly by, and then he flew back and landed on a tree that's fallen in the water right next to where the three egrets were, between the egrets and the blue heron. And I was just blown away by these huge, magnificent birds. The biggest birds, and there they were, all of them, all at once. It was magical. And today I got there and I ran into a wonderful man who had the biggest camera slung over his shoulder on a tripod, clearly a professional photographer. And I had a great conversation with him, and he showed me some of my pictures and told me that he got to see a green heron today eating a great big fish and got pictures of the whole series of that miraculous unfolding. And I got to tell him about the previous day with the egrets and the heron trifecta, blue, green, and black crowned. And we just had the most marvelous conversation for like 20 minutes as complete strangers, because we were sharing our love, the things that we love. And to just run into a stranger and communicate love for 20 minutes, in my past life, I never would have been able to do that. And that's what tuning to love does for us. Loving ourselves, loving our lives, loving what's around us, loving the beauty that we see, loving the people that we meet, loving the activities that we take part in. And it's so silly. But last night I was in the ladies' room and I heard somebody coming out of a stall who said that all the stalls were out of toilet paper, but the lady coming out of the one I was going into handed me an almost full roll of toilet paper. And I started to turn to go into the stall, and then I said, "Duh, there's this huge line of women who are going into stalls without toilet paper." So I rapidly handed out big swaths of toilet paper all the way down the line. And I just felt so good about it. And when I came out, the lady I had handed to continue handing it out had put it on the counter. And so as I was leaving, I told all the ladies where to find it and to grab some as they went in. And it was effortless, and it made us a community of a whole bunch of people standing in line impatiently, suddenly felt the love. And what a miracle that is when we can walk into a room and share the love in the form of bird pictures or toilet paper or appreciation for life. We have so much to give that's free and that's priceless. That love that can radiate in us and through us and as us is priceless. And it's ours. And the more we share it, the more we have. I read a quote from the hugging saint, Amma. Is that what they call Amma? This morning I wrote it down. I saved it, but I couldn't find it for this. But that's what she said. She said, "Love is limitless. And the more we give, the more we have, and the more it comes back to us." We can contribute. Beloved called it the cosmic distribution system of divine love. And we are a part of it, and we can share it. So let's just take a moment and share the love. If you feel like it, you can put your hand on your heart, or just feel it to your heart and feel the love that you are. and start by sharing that love with every organ, cell, and system of your body. Let your body be bathed in the love that is the infinite nature of who you are. Not just the infinite love that endlessly flows to us, that sometimes we let in and sometimes we don't, but the love that we experience and we can share, and we can share it with ourselves. And as we share it with ourselves and we fill ourselves up to overflowing, then we have an infinite supply. There is an infinite supply that we can share through us out into the consciousness of humanity and the wonder of the world. I saw a heart this morning on Facebook that was made of the flags of all of the countries of the world. Dozens of flags in the shape of a heart this morning. That love is right here, and we can share it. So think of somewhere you might want to share some love, maybe somewhere you think it might be needed. I don't know, first thing came to my mind was Washington, D.C. That it could be needed in Gaza or Ukraine or the people of the world whose countries are challenged. We can share love with all of them. We can share love with the countries who are strong and beautiful and doing really well. We can share love with France and Australia and Ireland and whatever comes to mind. Anytime we can share the love. Wow, what a gift to recognize that we have that power to just send the love out. We can direct it somewhere specific, or we can just share it with nature and the planet and trust that it will go where it's best received. Hummingbirds. There are hummingbirds. There are birds of prey. There are waterfowl. It's easier for me to recognize the birds than the people. I don't take 60x zoom pictures of the people that I meet in the park. I don't always remember their names the way I do the birds. But there is so much love. So I've gone over my time and I need to wrap up here, and I just send love to everyone who's heard this meditation or who will hear it. And I invite you to stretch and smile and recognize that you are a source of love. You are empowered by the love that is the truth of your being. And so it is.